New Orleans contemporary jewelry artist and metal sculptor Thomas Mann is known for his trademark handcrafted techno-romantic jewelry. His latest works are life-size mixed-media sculptures exploring a variety of issues in the exhibit Man's Mind, now in final days at Lemieux Galleries. We caught up with Mann, who is gearing up for a closing party and walkthrough of the exhibit tomorrow evening. Tom, welcome to the program.
Diane, thank you so much for having me on.
You know, your name is synonymous with what you call techno-romantic jewelry. And your latest exhibit is not about jewelry, but it does seem as if that jewelry has come alive in large life-size sculptures.
Well, thank you so much for noticing that, because indeed that is the case. Way back when, I was an art major in high school and I learned jewelry making. And then in college, I learned set design and building models of sets. Well, there's this interesting kind of parallel between jewelry making and model making, because the jewelry making skills make you a really good model maker. So the show at Lemieux is a real good example of my ability to make that transition and scale between the models and the larger pieces because of that skill set that I have.
Now, you've coined this term techno-romantic. What exactly does that mean?
When I formulated this particular style of jewelry back in the late 70s and early 80s, I was using found objects and industrial shapes and materials and kind of ideas in jewelry work that really, to that point, had really not been seen in contemporary American jewelry. So I was basically inventing a new kind of vocabulary.
Now, in this exhibit, it's a mixed media exhibit, what are you exploring in Man's Mind?
There's basically four bodies of work. They parallel each other and they overlap each other to a certain extent, but there's really distinctive bodies of work there. So there's the Trajectory Heart Project, and then there's the Aeroplano. This is my long time interest in airplanes and airplane design and shapes and everything like that. And then this other one called Delicate Balance, where I've been making sculptures that have this really delicate balancing point with stones and wheels. And then the constructivist ideology that I've been using for years. I used to make boxes that looked like Joseph Cornell boxes, but now I have my own idiosyncratic vocabulary when I make these kind of sculpture boxes that all have lighting and a theme and all that kind of stuff together. So I just wanted a chance to kind of like jump out of my normal jewelry context and make several bodies of work that had nothing to do with jewelry.
I see an environmental theme here.
Definitely. For instance, one of the pieces is called Earth Cycle, and it's about the balancing issues of human beings on the planet. There's one that's about the Deepwater Horizon rig. It's called Energy, and about our decisions about what kind of energy we're going to use relative to their negative or positive effects on us. But some of them are just pretty much whimsical, abstract kind of exercises in the portrayal of materials in an unusual way.
Are you hoping to raise and perhaps answer some questions?
Well, there's certainly some very controversial little items in the show that would prompt some consideration by the public. There's one piece called BP, Bird of Prey, which I found a really interesting kind of like juxtaposition. I found this big old wrench that's used to turn the big bolts on the oil rigs. So I turned that into a bird with a redfish in its jaws, and it's flying on a tripod down the sky, and it says, BP, Bird of Prey, would you like your fish oiled today? I'm basically asking the question, you know, how do we live our lives? How do we access energy? And we're so spoiled as Americans for the most part with all of these things. It's just like we really need to inspect those concepts. And this is kind of unusual for a gallery in New Orleans to basically do a closing event and to have an artist walk through and an opportunity to interact with the artist like this. So hope to see you all there.
Jewelry artist and metal sculptor Thomas Mann, thanks for stopping by.
No, thanks so much for having me on.
Thomas Mann will be on hand for a walkthrough of his latest exhibit, Man's Mind, at a closing party tomorrow evening from 5 to 7 at Lemieux Galleries, 332 Julia Street. The exhibit, Man's Mind, will be on view through Saturday, February 25th. Inside the Arts, for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.